The sun was rising, and as the heat shimmered in the phantom waves, the night things crept back to their holes. The purple light took on a tint of orange. Muted gray and dull brown gave way to deep crimson and burnt amber. Stovepipe cactus and knee-high sagebrush grew violet shadows, and slabs of rough-edged boulders glowed as scarlet as Apache war paint. The colors of morning mingled and ran along gullies and cracks in the rugged land, sparkling bronze and ruddy in the winding trickle of the Snake River. As the light strengthened and the alkali odor of heat drifted up from the desert floor, the boy who'd slept under the stars opened his eyes. His muscles were stiff, and he lay for a minute or two looking up at the cloudless sky as it flooded with gold. He thought he remembered dreaming. Something about his father, the drunken voice bellowing his name over and over again, distorting it with each repetition until it sounded more like a curse. But he wasn't sure. He didn't usually have good dreams, especially not those in which the old man capered and grinned. He sat up and drew his knees to his chest, resting his sharp chin between them, and watched the sun explode over the series of jagged ridges that lay far to the east beyond Inferno and Bordertown. The sunrise always reminded him of music, and today he heard the crash and bluster of an Iron Maiden guitar solo, full throttle and wailing. He liked sleeping out here, even though it took a while for his muscles to unkink, because he liked to be alone. And he liked the desert's early colors. In another couple of hours, when the sun really started getting hot, the desert would turn the hue of ashes, and you could almost hear the air sizzle. If you didn't find shade at midday, the great fried empty would cook a person's brains to twitching cinders. But for right now, it was fine, while the air was still soft, and everything, if just for a short while, held the illusion of beauty. At a time like this, he could pretend he'd awakened a long, long way from Inferno. He was sitting on the flat surface of a boulder as big as a pickup truck, one of a jumble of huge rocks wedged together and known locally as the rocking chair because of its curved shape. The rocking chair was marred by a barrage of spray-painted graffiti. Rude oaths and declarations like, "Rattlers bite Harado's cock," obscuring the remnants of pictographs etched there by Indians 300 years ago. It sat atop a ridge, stubbled with cactus, mesquite, and sagebrush, and rose about 100 feet from the desert surface. It was the boy's usual roost when he slept out here, and from this vantage point he could see the edges of his world. To the north lay the black, razor-straight line of Highway 67, which came out of the Texas flatlands, became Republica Road for 2 miles as it sliced along Inferno's side, crossed the Snake River Bridge, and passed mangy Bordertown. Then it became Highway 67 again as it disappeared south toward the Chinati Mountains and the Great Fried Empty. For as far as the boy could see, both north and south, no cars moved on Highway 67, but a few vultures were circling something dead. An armadillo, jackrabbit, or snake that lay on the roadside. He wished them a good breakfast as they swooped down to feast.